Henrik Sedin now joining us here on the Canucks pregame show ahead of puck drop with the Minnesota Wild. Thanks for this, Henrik. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing awesome. We're just at the sports bar, you know, getting in, seeing the fans and feeling the hype going into tonight. As a player, I mean, what was the feeling going into home openers? Did you always feel the buzz around the city a little bit more?
No, for sure. It was always like exciting times, and it's tough to understand what these guys are going through when they haven't played in front of fans home fans for such a long time. So I'm sure it's extra special tonight for them.
You know, and you know what? After the 595 days without a regular season game with fans in building, I'm sure the players are completely jacked up for it. But also, when you go on a six-game road trip like these guys did, especially with all these new faces together, can a moment like this, with the crowd being there, be the moment where, you know, a lot of guys really feel like, okay, like this is kind of what our team is getting close to being all about when you see it in your own building?
Yeah, I think especially for the new guys to coming here to get on the road first for six games and get to know each other, and then you get home and finally you get to play in front of your fans for the team you signed for in a Canadian market, in a very special market like this is. So that's got to be exciting for especially the new guys.
Well, you mentioned the new guys, and we've been talking a lot about him today. Connor Garland, he brings that tenacious skill, but he also brings high-end skill as well, Henrik. Your thoughts on his game early on this year?
Oh, it's been really good. I mean, it's been what we thought he could be, and to see his battle level and what he brings on a nightly basis, I think he's really, really impressed so far. And same with Oliver and Pullman and all the new guys. Dickinson as well has shown up and had some great moments. So it's been fun to see the new guys, and they really helped so far.
Yeah, they definitely gelled pretty quickly this year. We get a lot of listeners making the comparison of Connor Garland to Alex Burrows. Do you see it?
Yeah, a little bit. I would say that Garland has maybe a little bit more like offensive instincts. I mean, Burrows, he scored a lot, but I think if you look at the pure offensive instinct, I think maybe Garland has a little bit more of that. But you see the intensity they play with and the grit, I think you can compare the two for sure.
Well, we know what I find really interesting about his play, Henrik, is how strong he is for a smaller player, but also how smart he is and how he is able to create chaos in the offensive zone. So when he on that play that he made to draw a lot of players in front of him, I think it was against Chicago, led to the point shot back, he goes into the space of three players, creates chaos, and all of a sudden that opens up space. How hard is it to go up against a player like that who's small but just creates chaos in the defensive zone?
No, it is tough, especially like a guy like that and other guys around the league that have that size, but they're so strong on their skates. It's tough to battle with those guys. It's almost easier with taller guys where you see them eye to eye and you know what you're up against. So that makes it tougher for sure.
You're listening to The People's Show and Sportsnet 650. We're joined by Henrik Sedin. And Henrik, you know, we've been talking a lot about Connor Garland and Elias Pettersson as well. Pettersson mentioned today earlier on the station that, yeah, not the greatest start, not the start he was hoping for, maybe overthinking it in terms of the hockey that he's playing right now. You know, what kind of guidance do you have for a young player that clearly wants success but maybe, you know, isn't the most confident right now to start off the year?
You gotta go back to basics. That's what we always try to do when we went through these stretches, is to come in every day to practice. And it might sound like a cliche, but you have to put in the work and the effort in practice. Come in and show the rest of the team that you're here to battle. And you might not be able to do the nice soft pass on the 2-on-1, but come in and show that you're willing to put in the work to succeed. And same in the gym every day. You come in first and you put in the work. It not only shows your teammates why you're there, but also I think it gives yourself some confidence too, that you put in the work. And so that's what he needs to come back to. And when he goes into the game tonight, come back to basics. put the puck deep early on, get in the forecheck, battle with the guys, and try to get your confidence back that way.
Yeah, it's interesting, Henrik, because, you know, a player of his talent, you want to see him play, as he described it this morning, maybe make a few more safe plays, simplify the game. But at the same time, what makes him a special player is that he's able to do special things at times, you know, and go beyond the safe play. How do you balance that when you're trying to find yourself a little bit?
Well, I don't think one thing doesn't have to take out the other thing. I mean, I think you're long
right.
games. You come in and you do the little things right, correct. You get the puck deep, short shift. You get into the game, get into the flow of the game, and then let the other stuff happen. And you can't look for those nice plays. That's going to come later on in the game, or when the other team starts making mistakes because they're pushing. So I think you can have both in your game. But when you're struggling, I think it's easy to try to look for that easy point or that easy goal. But do the little things correct. I think that's where it starts.
And as far as how the team is playing overall, Henrik, I mean, I think we're already seeing system-wise and defensively and in transition, there's been some improvements. In terms of creating more offensive even strength, I think part of that goes to some of their top guys not yet finding it, right? Because how do you evaluate how they're playing and maybe how much better the team can get when those guys get going here?
Well, I think I think that's why you got to be excited with the record where it is, because we all agree that there are some guys that haven't played up to their best yet, and so to come back from a 6-game road trip being 3-2-1 and you still have guys that haven't played up to par, I think that's a good sign, and that's where I think you see the depth of the team is better, so you got to be excited about that, and we all know that these guys they can't do it, so that's not the question. It doesn't matter getting them going, so that's gonna come.
We've seen moments from Vasily Podkolzin where, you know, we see the skill and he works hard, but it hasn't been smooth to start off the year for him as well. You know, it's the results versus, and you know, coupled with the development aspect where you want him to develop into a strong player over the years. How do you balance that early on this year when, you know, as somebody who's within the organization helping kids come up and become better players? You know, how do you guide him through this and make him a better player, Henrik?
You know, I agree to a certain extent, but I still see a lot of good things with him. And where a lot of times with the young guys that come into the league now, you want to, as a fan and as maybe media, you want to see some flash and you want to see some guys beating guys 1-on-1 or scoring the nice goal. But if you really look at his game, he doesn't make a lot of mistakes. Like you walk away from the game and he does, I see a lot of little things that he does right. Little plays where he helps the teammate out and he gets puck deep. And so I'm really excited about where his game is, to be honest. And that's, it doesn't mean that he's going to play every game. It doesn't mean he's going to play 20 minutes, but he does a lot of little things right. And that's, the other part is going to come with him. I'd rather see this from him than him scoring 3 goals so far, but he makes 10 mistakes a game. So that's, I think that's encouraging.
How would you evaluate how Oliver Ekman Larson has looked so far, Henrik?
I think same regard. I think he has been everything we've asked for. He's a guy that when you walk away from the game, if you really look at him closely, he makes so many little plays right. And I think as a D partner, he would be a dream to play with, because he makes everyone look better around him. So he doesn't get the top PP minutes, so he's not going to maybe put up the points that maybe Quinn or that he would have done otherwise, but he's been really good.
As for you, how have you enjoyed the start of the season in your new role?
It's been fun. It's been really fun to see the season start here and watch games. And we spent a lot of time out in Abbotsford as well, so that's been fun to watch. They're off to a good start as well, so it's been exciting.
Well, Henrik, you were at the home opener for the Abbotsford Canucks. You were on the ice part of that ceremony. How was that moment, and how do you feel about that fan base and the way that they're welcoming the new franchise?
Oh, it's been great so far. I mean, the first couple games have been, the fans have been tremendous. So just waiting to see if they can play in front of full capacity soon, and hopefully that happens, and then we'll really see what they're about. But it's been really good.
And Henrik, before we let you go, some news from General Manager Jim Benning today, who announced Travis Hamonic is in Vancouver and will be reporting to Abbotsford. How good is it to have that resolved, and what is it like now getting him part of the group again?
Oh, that's great. I mean, it's been something going on for a little bit here, and it's nice to have the full team back together, and whenever he can start to help us up here, that's going to be great. And we all know that he's a good defenseman, and he's going to help his team getting even better. So that's a good sign.
Henrik, we really appreciate your time. Enjoy the night tonight, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a good night.